And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 3rd of February, 2013. It's the birthday of the first woman to graduate from medical school, Elizabeth Blackwell, born in Bristol, England, 1821. Came to this country hoping to become a doctor because she knew that many women would rather discuss their health problems with another woman. She read medical texts, studied with doctors. She was rejected by all the big medical schools, but finally the Geneva Medical College, which later became Hobart College, upstate New York, accepted her. She was obviously qualified to study, and so the faculty turned the decision over to the students, male students, who voted unanimously to accept her. Although they still considered that many subjects were too delicate for a woman, they didn't think that she should be allowed to attend lectures on the reproductive system. But she graduated, she became a doctor, and she opened the New York Infirmary for Women and Children, Elizabeth Blackwell. It's the birthday of James Michener, born in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 1907. Never knew who his parents were. He was taken to an orphanage as an infant, adopted by a Quaker woman in Pennsylvania. When he was 14, he took off, hitchhiked all over the country. He read Dickens as a boy and then Balzac, went to Swarthmore on a full scholarship, drafted into the military during World War II, joined the Navy. He was stationed in the Solomon Islands, kept records of aircraft maintenance, and while he was there, wrote some stories and sketches that turned into a book, Tales of the South Pacific, published in 1947, won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. Rodgers and Hammerstein adapted it into the musical South Pacific, and after that, James Michener never had to worry about money. He was uncomfortable being wealthy. He said the decent thing to do is to get rid of some of this money, and he did. At least $100 million donated the royalties from many of his books, which did very well, had sold an estimated 75 million copies. When he died in 1997, he left $10 million to Swarthmore. It's the birthday of Gertrude Stein, Allegheny, Pennsylvania, 1874, grew up in Oakland, California. 1933, she published the autobiography of Alice B. Toklas, which was not by Toklas at all, and it became a bestseller. Gertrude Stein, who said, "I always wanted to be historical. From almost a baby on, I felt that way about it." Here's a poem for today by David Shumate entitled Learning Italian Slowly. I learned three words each day. It's been 7 months now, and perhaps I could carry on a conversation with a Sicilian child if she spoke slowly, in present tense, and only about pencils and dogs and cheese. Sometimes I feel my new Italian self growing inside me. He's a little man who gesticulates as he speaks. He rides his bicycle to the market to buy eggplant, anise, and porcini, then delivers them to his elderly mother. In the afternoon, he plays bocce with the older men. The children mimic the way he whispers to himself, the grimaces he makes with his face. When the moon comes out, he slicks back his hair and sings beneath the window of the woman he loves. What a sight he is, down on one knee, his arms outstretched, so willing to make a fool of himself over and over again. Learning Italian Slowly, a poem by David Shumate from The Floating Bridge, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.